Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Today our sermon is entitled Hot Tubs and Fishing Trips. Based on our gospel reading from Mark chapter 1, let me read just two verses again. Passing along the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men." And immediately they left their nets and they followed him. I encourage you to open up your bulletin and find today the green insert, the sermon outline, as we consider our theme, Hot Tubs and Fishing Trips. The following was in the for sale section of a local newspaper, and this is what it read. For sale, hot tub, complete with plumbing, will trade for pickup truck. Call Jim after 6 p.m. Now, it doesn't take a PhD in psychology to know that behind those words was a life in transition, was a life that was changing. Away with the hot tubs and the gold chains and sports cars and wine coolers and avocado dip. In with the baseball cap, flannel shirt, Old Spice, Budweiser, and a Chevy truck. And you don't need a degree in sociology to recognize that we live in a culture that's filled with lifestyle changes, with lives that are going through transition. People all around us are making changes, like suddenly taking up an exercise class, changing careers, leaving spouses, getting into therapy, entering into midlife crisis, entering into retirement crisis, and making any number of changes they feel are necessary in their lives. Now, some life changes that are made can be symbolic of our sinful human condition, a deep restlessness that we all have in our hearts and in our souls. The ancient church father, Saint Augustine, who, by the way, was Martin Luther's spiritual father, Saint Augustine said this: "The heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee, O Lord." However silly or shallow lifestyle changes seem to be on the surface today, they can be signs of a crucial or even a desperate search. And what is the search for? Often the search is for this: to find out who I really am and what I am worth. In Arthur Miller's haunting and powerful book, which was made into a play entitled The Death of a Salesman, a salesman named Willie Loman desperately wanted to be loved by his family, desperately wanted the success and adulation that came from his fellow salesmen because he did such a good job in his work. But Willie Loman fails. And Willie Loman in this story takes his own life. And at the funeral, at which the expected crowds never show up, Willie's wife says these words: "Why did you do it, Willie?" And Biff, Willie's son, sums it all up by saying this: "He never knew who he was. He never knew what he was worth." Now, there are other changes in lifestyle that people make today because they simply say, "I'm bored." And the change that these people look for is not so much what you would call a planned, carefully thought out trip to a new destination, as it is simply buying tickets on the first bus out of town. That is to say, it's an attempt to find a little excitement, to make changes without giving much thought to the long-term effects these changes might have on ourselves or our loved ones. But sadly, though, people discover such running away for the new excitement will only find them maybe in a new place. But the old boredom and the old restlessness of their souls follow them wherever they go. And this now points us to the deepest reasons for the changes that people try to make in their lives. Life changes are not so much made to relieve boredom as they are to find a deeper meaning and purpose in living. Remember what St. Augustine said? It's on your handout. St. Augustine said these words: "The heart is restless until it finds its rest in thee, O God." Sinful people are simply not complete within themselves. Now, each of us has this inside of our hearts and our souls. Each of us has a yearning, a desire for peace, for self-worth, for wholeness. All of us have a desire to find ourselves. The problem is that when we sinners go off to find ourselves, we often find ourselves alone. Eager to go deep within ourselves, we lose sight of others, and especially we lose sight of God. But in yet a deeper sense, each of us yearns to be called by another. We yearn to be loved by someone else. We yearn to be given a purpose and an invitation to make a difference in life. Often we're like children in a playground. Do you remember your days on the playground as a child? I remember mine. Often we're like children in a playground. We desperately want to be chosen to play in the game, to be the first at bat, not to be the last one chosen, or to be completely overlooked by all the other kids. So we adults do anything then. We make any changes in our life we can find, even selling hot tubs or trading for a pickup truck. Now, as you recall, today's sermon title is Hot Tubs and Fishing Trips. This brings us to the fishing trips part of our sermon and the gospel reading for today from St. Mark. Listen to these words again. "Passing along the Sea of Galilee, Jesus saw Simon and Andrew, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, 'Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.' And immediately they left their nets and they followed him. In a moment of wonder and grace, Jesus came to these men just where they were, as they were working on their jobs as fishermen." Mark's text doesn't tell us about the inner life of these men. We don't know if they were restless. We don't know if they were bored. We don't know if they were looking for a lifestyle change. What is important is not what was going on inside of these men. What's eternally important is what happened to them. They were called for. They were called for by Jesus, the very Son of God. They were called for by Jesus, not because they were important, not because they were desirable, not because they were competent. They were called for because of the very nature of Jesus, the loving Savior. It's Jesus' nature to call people to himself. Think back in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve were hiding from God because of their sin and their shame, God went to them and called and said, Adam, where are you? In the New Testament, Jesus says of himself, the Son of Man has come to seek those who were lost. The parable of the prodigal son says, when the son was still afar off, the father went running to him. Zacchaeus, that cheating tax collector, that thief and robber from Revenue Canada, was high up in a sycamore tree, and Jesus came and said to him, come down, for I must come to your house today. The invitation from this loving God comes out to these disciples. Follow me. I accept you just as you are. I know you smell like fish guts. Simon and Andrew and Peter. But I'm coming to you and saying, come to me. I will change your life for all eternity. It's Jesus' nature to say to us today, drop whatever you're doing. Drop what you think is so important in your life. Put aside those fishing nets and come follow me. Follow me that you might know my unconditional love for you. Nobody will love you like Jesus loves you. Come to me, Jesus says, that you might discover what your worth and your value is in my eyes. Come to me, Jesus says, that it might give you a real meaning and purpose in life. That has nothing to do with hot tubs or anything else. Come to me, Jesus says, that you might discover again who you are, my beloved daughter, my beloved son, a forgiven sinner. Jesus' call to these fishermen and Jesus' call to you and me today is a call to a real lifestyle change. He calls us from only living for ourselves and calls us to living for others and for God's purpose for our lives. His is a call from living for this life only and seeing what all I can get out of this life. And it's a call to an eternal life with Him that I can never earn or deserve. One could say, Jesus' call to each of us today is a call to a deeper restlessness in our heart and our soul. Jesus calls you today to a holy restlessness. He calls you not to a silly or shallow lifestyle change. He calls you to the realization that today, are you listening? Today, you need to get right with the Holy God and live as He wants you to live. Today, God makes your heart restless so that you can find your true and eternal rest in Him. And as you return to your Lord, His Holy Spirit reveals to you who you really are, Willie Loman. What's your really worth? You were drawn to the cross of Jesus, where there He died for you and for your sin. You learn at that cross of Jesus, you are His beloved child. How much are you worth to God? You are worth the precious blood of Jesus. That's how much you are worth to God. And His call to you is also a call for rebellion against boredom. Not a call for temporary or selfish satisfaction, but it's a call to be a child of God that does not ask, what's in this for me? But asks, how might I be used of God to make a difference in my world? In verse 17 of our text, listen again as it reads, and Jesus said to them, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. That word "and" there is quite important. Jesus says, come follow me. You are mine. You have forgiveness and peace with God. You have an eternal life in heaven. And you are to be fishers of men. You are to share this invitation with others. You see, relief from self-centered boredom comes from reaching beyond myself to someone else. Are you tired? Are you bored with your current spiritual life? Then I challenge you. More importantly, Jesus challenges you to care for, to reach out to another with the love of God. There is no better thrill, no deeper joy than serving God by serving others, than loving God by loving others in Jesus' name. God's call for you today is to find a greater meaning and purpose in life, to find your place in His plan, to be chosen to play on the playground, not to be left out, to do what God has created you to do with your life. Jesus says today, sell the hot tub, follow me, and let's go on a fishing trip. This is His call to each of us. It's a call to quit. It's a call to forsake being my own person, to forsake looking out only after number one, to forsake looking within to find myself. It's a call, rather, to find real joy and lasting peace by following His call and answering His invitation to go fishing, to care for others in His name. The story is told of a small dog that had been struck and hurt and wounded by a car laying on the side of the road. And a kindly old gentleman found the dog and carried the poor dog to his home, where he took care of him. He cleaned up his wounds. He bandaged a cut. He gave him some food and water. And as he was carrying the dog from the house to the garage, the dog suddenly jumped from his arms and ran away. And the man spoke to himself and said, "What an ungrateful little dog." He didn't give it much more thought until the following evening he heard some scratching at his front door. And when he opened it, there was the little dog he had helped with another hurt little dog. This is indeed our call. We who have been wounded, we who have been scarred by sin and the foolish mistakes we've made, to come back scratching at the door of our Lord and to bring with us another hurt and wounded soul, to love others with the love by which we have first been loved by God, to share with each others, with other people, the forgiveness, the healing, the hope for a new tomorrow that our Lord has first given to us. This is God's call, and it is His answer to our restlessness. It is His answer to our boredom. It is His answer for our search for meaning and purpose. As Jesus calls you today, answer His call. Sell the hot tubs in your life. And with Jesus, go on a fishing trip. You'll be glad you did. In the name of Jesus, amen.